Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Glad to be with you today. Let me ask a question. Do you have in-laws? In-laws. Parent-in-laws. Maybe you have brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws. Holidays. Put those two together. Sometimes it can be a little challenging, a tad stressful. It ought not be, but it seems to be. It's one of those topics that conjures up all sorts of feelings and expressions and anxiety and what have you. Today, I'd like to unpack a little bit of what we know about in-law relationships, what God's intention is. Take your questions. Phone line is open. I'm Randy Carlson. Here's the phone number, 888-888-1717. Let's get two lanes coming into the studio today. One lane with success stories. What have you done? What works? What has made your in-law relationships honoring to God? And the other lane, you just are hurting, looking for a little help. We're going to be here for you. We'd love to hear from you. Again, phone line open, in-laws, how to be intentional today. 888-888-1717. Barbara is on the line in New Mexico with a question. Barbara, go right ahead.
I have a wonderful mother-in-law who, she is a very devout Christian, and I love her for it. The problem that I have is that she is also very controlling, so she impedes in all of her kids' lives, and I just don't know how to overcome that controlling behavior.
Wait, listen, bottom line is there have to be boundaries in place, and I will add this. When we get married, I believe very strongly the scripture tells us clearly in Genesis 2:24 about leaving and cleaving. And when a husband and wife stand together in agreement, hopefully, prayerfully, you can approach mom or dad on either side when it needs to be together as a team and just say, hey, some lovingly put some boundaries in place. Mom, we love you. You're not going to change mom. Mom's been around on this earth a long time. And if she's controlling today, she'll be controlling tomorrow. You're not going to wave a wand and say, we had a talk and mom is healed. You know, once a controller, come on now, let's just be blunt here. Once a controller, maybe you'll get into recovery, but the reality is once a controller, it's hard to break that cycle in life. So it requires you, Barbara, and your husband, it's key because it's his mom, right? To put some boundaries in place. You tolerate a little bit, you accept some, but at the end of the day, you two have to stand together. That's what intentional living is all about. How have you handled that? How have you handled that controlling, maybe father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, in a loving way? Has it worked? Phone lines are open. This is In-Law Day on Intentional Living. 888-888-1717 is the number. Binay is in Washington with a question. Binay, go right ahead.
My question is that I have a problem with a son-in-law and his family, and I don't approve of his family's lifestyle, and they're influencing my grandson.
So this is your daughter. Your daughter married into a family that you don't approve of how they live.
Yes.
What does she think about the lifestyle of her in-laws?
She is accepting. She's just trying to maintain a marriage.
So their marriage is in stress as a result of some of this?
No, it's fine. The marriage is fine. I just don't like the lifestyle.
Well, Binay, with due respect, we've got to know what our role is. We're in-laws. You know, we're grandparents now. And to know our place, I think that's the question. What is the place of a grandparent? I think, and an in-law, I think it's to support. It's certainly to love and help. I think young people are wise when they ask for advice. I think sometimes in this generation, because there's been so much technological changes, the younger generations are more technologically savvy. And that can be mistaken, I think, for young people who maybe when they look at their seniors, like they're not up to date, you know, they're not with it. Missing the fact that there's a lot of wisdom from years of experience there. They may not be able to be as quick with the digital world as you are, but they may be much quicker when it comes to the wisdom world than you are. And so I would say to you, Binay, I hear your heart, but you know, if you've expressed yourself, you need to pray and back off. Listen, you can win a battle and lose a war. I've seen that happen in in-law relationships. Win a battle, lose a war. Very difficult place to be in. All right, come on in. You're weighing in on this. I see the calls. We'll get you on the line as you call 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living, How to Be Intentional with In-Laws.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wish I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
What I want to do in this lesson, because we're talking about yes and no, these two out of 170,000 words in the dictionary that Jesus chose to take out and put before us to say, let your yes be yes and your no be no. So it means something. It should mean something to us, right? And in the intentionals, there's 10 things, very briefly, to help us make our yeses and our nos work for our good. First of all, consider the consequences before you say yes or no. And whenever you say yes, there's going to be a consequence. Stephen Covey said, while we are free to choose our actions, we are not free to choose the consequences of our actions. Proverbs 27:12 says, a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. You and I, we all know people, right, who have said yes to things that you know they should have said no to. And the consequence was just around the corner. Other people could see it. And God refers to that as being a simpleton. Pretty powerful. And so considering the consequences before we say yes or no. You know, that's lifted right from the teaching this month of November for members. A word to members. Those of you, you know who you are. You support the ministry every month faithfully through auto giving. Thank you. Every month, a brand new teaching. I just recorded the one for January, by the way, which will be coming out to you the first of the year as we start a whole new series in 2019. On living our purpose, being men and women who live our purpose in 2019. But for this month, it's the power of yes or no, two one-syllable words out of 170,000 in the dictionary that can change your life. So members, watch for it. If you're not a member, today's the day you can join. It's very simple. Just go online, hit the donate button, sign up. We'll make sure you receive this teaching on CD. The information there can be life-transforming. And every month thereafter, a brand new teaching coming your way on CD from our office to you to say thank you for your ongoing support as a monthly member. And by the way, the team put together something really cool for this month in addition to the monthly teaching for any gift. Maybe you've never given a gift today, but you could share a gift for the ministry. What a help that would be. We want to send to you little book called Made to Thrive at Christmas. I have it in my hand, and I turn to page 36, and on it I talk about relationships at Christmas time, how they can be stressful. We sing joy to the world, but maybe not have so much joy around the table. Yeah, and there were three practical things that we talked about to be intentional with your relationships during the Christmas season. Take time for your loved ones. In other words, just taking time. So busy doing things in the kitchen and cleaning up and pushing and shoving and things we do that we miss each other. Set boundaries. Sometimes you have to do that. You have people in your life, you love them, but you've got to be reasonable with boundaries. And then if your relationships start to feel strained, do something about it. And I talk about that on the next page. So this is our gift to everyone who joins us, this small book called Made to Thrive at Christmas. Two ways you can join us and support, share a gift today, and thank you in advance. Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Press donate. Or go during West Coast business hours to the phone and call 888-888-1717. Press 4. Did I do that backwards? Got to go to the website. The Intentional. That's what I'm saying. Go to theintentionallife.com and click donate. Did I get that right now, Sally? All right. When I get the strange looks, I know I'm doing something off here. All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking in-law relationships today, and in particular, do you feel like they're strained? Do you like to see them improve? You have a question for me? Let's talk. Sarah is in Michigan. Sarah, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I just kind of wanted to call in regards to the woman that had called in.
With Barbara?
Yeah, with concerns about how I think it was her mother-in-law was overbearing. Or
she loved. She said my mother-in-law is wonderful, but she wants to control everything and everybody.
Yes. I guess my comment just for that is I had a mother-in-law, and she was the same way. She was wonderful, but she wanted to be involved in everything, like called several times a day, was over every day. And, you know, there were times where it got overwhelming. And we lost her a few years ago. Oh. And I guess my advice to her is cherish it, because they're not always going to be there. And I know it's hard, but sometimes you just have to bite your tongue. And there is a line there for sure, but cherish those moments.
Mm. So when you look back, do you have some regrets you wrestle with, Sarah? Or is it you're thankful that you moved in the direction you did?
I think both. You know, at the time, it wasn't anything hurt. Losing her wasn't, we weren't prepared for it. So it was just, yeah, it's things that I look back on and think all she wanted to do was be with us or know what we were doing or, you know, be involved in it. And it's, when you think of it, if I could have her here, you know.
Amen.
So
that's powerful. You know, I tell people that we judge ourselves by our intentions.
Yeah.
But we judge others by our expectations. And what I hear you saying is her intentions were good.
Yes.
And sometimes they don't always match what an expectation is, and being able to talk about that is important in relationships. Well, Sarah, thank you for sharing that. We hope you have a great holiday season.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You know, it's she made the most important point. Some people, I mean, come on. We're all people. We can rub each other wrong, but we're family. And those of us who have lost family, those near to us, recognize that we have to cherish every moment. It is a gift from God. Okay, speaking of that, let's go to Felix, who's going to share with us from Maryland. I think he has a story to share. Felix, go right ahead.
Hey, Dr. Randy. I only have a mother-in-law, and she recently passed away on the 18th. My wife is a nurse, and I'm retired, and we had an estranged relationship for about 5 to 6 months, and then we forgave each other, and we mended in January. But my mother-in-law ended up coming home, and she passed away here at our home in hospice with us, and having that intimate time with her and being able to read with her the Bible for months on end, it was awesome. And I just tell people, when I was talking to her, just one-on-one, the most important thing we were talking about is what's the most important thing that you would give back, and it was time. Time with others, time to do things, time to forgive and make amends. And it was an awesome time to fellowship and worship with her in her last times. And to have even the last breath with her being held in my hands, it was awesome. You can't get time back at all. Once you lose it, it's gone. And there's just no time to be unforgiving.
All right. Thank you, Felix. Appreciate your call from Maryland. Time is precious. You know, when we talk about in-law relationships we speak of knowing your place, we understand that the place of an in-law is to support and love and not to butt in. I don't see that in Scripture. It's very clearly that families to leave and cleave. A couple is to build their family. And the role of all the in-laws is to support and encourage the success of the ones that we love in the relationships that they have chosen to build. Now, you may not always approve of the person they chose to marry or the family they married into. You may not agree with the lifestyles of the people in the families that your son or daughter chose to go into. But it is your responsibility and mine to support the one that we love that entered into those relationships to be successful. We do that by not controlling. We do that by not offering advice when it's not welcome. And I think all of us who are in-laws have probably been guilty of that at times. And acknowledging that is powerful. Knowing when to speak up and, frankly, knowing when to shut up. And how to do that is not easy. And respecting the differences. But I'll tell you what, to me, it comes back to the fact that the husband and the wife have to be one, and everything else has to be supportive or excluded. I really think that's important. It's not easy to do, but it puts stress on relationships when it doesn't happen. You're welcome to join us. We're talking in-laws today. We'll continue after the program, the live program, to do so for another half hour. So if you have a question, comment, a story, a challenge, give us a call, 888-888-1717. And we'd love to get you on the line. Let's go to California. Suzanne is on the line in California with a question for me today. Suzanne, go right ahead.
I would like to know how I can approach my mother-in-law without offending her when I want to speak with her about something important and get her to understand without overreacting.
Is she a big overreactor?
She is 87 years old. Her husband just passed away, and she came to live with us. And we have had a pretty good relationship, but since she has moved in with us, we've gotten to know each other a little better. And I'm actually in the nursing field and work with senior citizens all the time, so...
But they're not related to you.
No, no.
What I hear, Suzanne, is a very loving, caring nurse. You want the best with your mother-in-law. She's living with you now, but there's some things that are bugging you that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Bottom line, is there some things that are bothering you that need to be addressed now that she's living in the house with you?
Right. One thing, very important, she's not a Christian. And that has been a very sore subject. Matter of fact, sometimes we'll be in my car, and she has claimed she doesn't hear very well. But as soon as I have my Christian radio on, she says, turn that down, that's too loud.
She had a healing on her hearing when she hears Christian radio.
Like selective hearing.
Hey, now let me ask a question. Where is your husband in all this? Is he hiding out, or?
Yeah, that's a good word. He's actually, there's only two siblings, my husband and the sister. And we inherited her mostly because my husband, he's retired and he's with mom-in-law all day. And I work part-time. And when I get home, the magic begins.
But see, what's going to happen, Suzanne, is this is going to move from a in-law problem to a marriage problem.
It kind of has.
And you're going to have to step up at that moment and recognize that you and your husband have to be in agreement. What's interesting is I'm hearing these calls coming in and those on the comment line. A lot of it has to do with mother-in-laws and the daughter-in-law. It's kind of interesting. And there's a principle here. Because I talk, Suzanne, about your husband hiding out. I mean, it's kind of a word picture. I think sometimes we're afraid of our parents. But in a relationship, this is why I come back to how God ordains this. Family is to be supportive and loving. We're all weird people. Come on, we're all different. We got plenty. There's not a quote normal family on the planet. Okay? We all have the uncle you know who, or the aunt you know who, or the mother-in-law you know who. We're just people. We're fallen people. And that's why I come back to the husband and wife. You guys have established a family. You need to put in healthy boundaries. But, you know, sometimes because of the people you love, you have to accept some things that just kind of you wouldn't normally accept from somebody else, frankly. And to what degree, that's going to be individualized for every couple. But when we get very rigid in our relationships and we get back to this expectation thing again, their intentions are good, your expectations are different, it creates all sorts of dynamics in relationship. But there are times, like in your case, Suzanne, where you need to sit down with mother-in-law. And I would encourage your husband to do that because he's the son. He needs to take the lead with this and just set some healthy boundaries. Mom, you know, this is the way we run our home and this is, you know, important to us and we love you, but this is the way it's going to be. Setting those boundaries, doing it lovingly is a part of the process. Boy, that's a lot easier to say it on the radio than to do it in behind closed doors with your mother or father-in-law. All right, 888-888-1717. Am I crazy or am we on target here? Got a question or comment? Love to hear from you. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Terry, just saw your status and thought I'd pass this on to you. Sounded like you could use a little encouragement today. Call me when you get a chance.
Encouraging others and living intentionally can be a real challenge. When you click like at our Facebook page, we hope you'll be encouraged to lead an intentional life every day. Share a kind word, comment on wall posts, and like Terry's friend, encourage one of your friends to become part of something great. Search for Intentional Living at Facebook. Click like and then pass the word on to someone you care about. Find Intentional Living on Facebook today.
Hey, listen, when you support the ministry, when you leave your comments, you're making a difference in the lives of people, and I want to thank you for doing that. And in particular, I want to thank Teresa from San Luis Obispo in California. Thank you for joining in a monthly way in support of the ministry. I want to thank Deborah from Reading, Michigan. Thank you for joining us every month in support. And Vivian from Sun City, Arizona. God bless you. Appreciate it. If you have comments for the program, you can share them with us at 888-888-1717. Press number 2 for our comment line, okay? We certainly love to hear from you. Today, as we're talking about in-laws, and I'm looking at the phone lines, the lines have been full as you've been calling because we know this is a big issue. It's a serious issue. It's an impactful issue in life, and we certainly are here to encourage you in your process. All right, let's go to, let me see here, Mike, I think, is on the line with a question from Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Mike. My question is, my in-laws are amazing. My wife comes from a good Christian family, my family not so much. And my mom has a difficult time embracing my wife. Ever since we got married, I would hear things like, I'm your mother, I'm supposed to be number one, and I would have to explain to her, no, my wife is number one. The two shall leave father and mother and become one flesh, like my wife is number one, and I still have an obligation to take care of you, but my wife is the most important person and takes priority, and my mom just has a hard time having a normal, healthy relationship. She spends money on people rather than actually being able to just sit down and talk and have a meaningful relationship. She never takes an interest to know my wife because of that. So it's much easier for her just to buy something for my wife rather than to actually sit down and get to know her. And I live in Tucson and she lives in Missouri. And so we don't see her very often. And she's coming for a visit. So I was just trying to find out, what are some ways that my wife can try and build that bond, even though my mom doesn't make much of an effort to do that?
You know, people express love, Mike, in different ways and different love languages. Yesterday with Gary Chapman on the air talking about love languages, and maybe your mother's love language is gifts and practical things. And I call them hand people, people who do things. They get things done. And so for her, here is a gift. I love you. Can I help you in the kitchen? I love you. And sitting down and talking about meaningful things, getting into deep discussions and getting to know a person is outside their comfort zone. And so I would encourage your wife to understand that maybe mother-in-law, your mom, is expressing love in ways that are different love language than hers. And in that process, to be able to connect. And just talk about it, you know. But when we have this expectation and tension thing clear in our heads, it makes a difference. All right, let's see if we can get Lee on. Lee, we're running out of time, but go ahead. I think you have a comment for us. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to offer some hope to all the listeners. I've been listening about in-laws, and my mother-in-law and I spent many years having a very contentious relationship to the point where I wouldn't even go to her home. And then as God and I worked on my heart, and my husband and I learned how to communicate about things. Now, 10 years later, she is part of my daily life, and I couldn't do it without her.
Hmm.
And I'm so thankful for her. I had my son pass away like a year ago, and she would show up at my house when no one else was there and just fold my laundry and talk to me and expect nothing of me. So literally huge healing.
Well, what were some of the things? Sounds like very practical, hands-on, I'm loving you, showing love for you. What were some other things that helped, do you think, to heal your relationship?
Yeah, some of it was my husband and I had to learn how to be married, and I had to learn what to take to him and what to keep between her and I. Some of it was my pride. I didn't like her to come to my house and show up and do things because I felt like it implied that I wasn't. Mm. And sometimes it was learning how to say, this does hurt my feelings. And other times letting it go, like she'll buy my husband cars for his birthday and I'll get, a $25 gift card. and really extravagant differences.
So she buys a car, she buys him a car?
Yes. Yeah, really extreme things. And sometimes just learning to be happy for my husband and that kind of I got a car too and letting it go.
Well, you look at it this way, you got 50% of a car. That's not bad.
Right.
Yeah. What I hear you saying though, Leah, seriously, is that there's a perspective on you've grown up and I tell people marriage is for grown ups, and you've grown up to the fact that your mother-in-law is who she is. And this idea we're going to change our husband or our wife is ridiculous, and certainly less so an in-law. And the fact that you've accepted her, loved her for who she is, knowing that her intentions are good. I really think if we think about this intention and expectation thing, I mean, just spend a few minutes and ask yourself, are the things that your in-laws do, are their intentions really good or are they really bad? Now, if they're really bad and they're evil, now, come on, you know what I mean by that, as opposed to you may not just agree with them or you wish they'd back off or whatever, but are their intentions honorable, loving, Christian, positive? Are they the things that, well, they're good intentions? If that's the case, even though your expectations are different, then I think Leah gives you a good response to it. Learn to accept some things. Learn to talk, as she did with her mother-in-law, when you need to put boundaries in place. But take it for what it is. The intentions and the expectations can be a point of great learning and growth and maturity, or can be a point of great difficulty and pain in a relationship. We're out of time, but our phone lines are jammed, and we're going to leave them open. We're going to continue to record this for later. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, and we'll see you next time right here at Intentional Living.